Nike, Apple, IKEA, Mercedes, you know them, right? You get them. You really get them. You understand what you're getting when you buy one of their products. Their products make you feel a certain way, right? You just sort of have a feeling about each of those brands. Why? Because you understand everything about what those brands stand for. Branding is simply the box we put companies in when we consider purchasing something. With so many options to choose from, there's so many options of everything right now, right? We simply create nice little organized shortcuts so that we can make buying decisions more easily. If you want to pop up in your customers' minds when they think about following an expert or getting coaching services, then it's your brand that will get you there. My goal for you at the end of this lesson is to create, refine, or pinpoint your own brand so that your customers feel exactly what you want them to feel, see what you want them to see, and hear what you want them to hear every time you get in front of them so that they'll buy from you. It takes a lot of thought, precise verbiage, and visual perfection to capture your brand. And I'm going to walk you through several exercises to help you get there. So in this lesson, we'll create your brand identity and solidify your mission, vision, and values. We'll discuss the power of your brand story and how to construct the journey you want your customers to go on with you. And we'll talk about why your brand should be ever evolving. Again, remember, it's an evolution to keep up with a constantly changing landscape, especially in this wellness industry. So to create the most impactful brand possible, let's start with your brand identity. Brand identity is simply how your audience perceives you, and it's really a critical part of growth marketing. If you don't absolutely nail this aspect of your business, your brand will always kind of feel flat, cloudy, murky, or undefined. Your customers may not quite understand who you are, which means they won't have a reason to really stick around. They're not going to get you. There are three components of a solid brand identity that I want to discuss here. Brand values. This is what your company stands for. And why do you do what you do, right? Why do you do what you do versus doing something else? Brand voice and personality. This is the tone of your company. These are words you say and how you say them. It communicates your values and makes you recognizable to your audience. Visual brand identity. We'll cover this specifically in another lesson where we talk more in depth on design. But I wanted to at least mention it here because together these three components create the look, feel, and tone of your company to the outside world. While your brand identity may evolve over time, again, remember, it's an evolution, taking the time now to define your company is really a crucial exercise. We really got to focus on this here. So let's talk about brand values. Your brand is so much more than whatever products or services you sell, right? Your brand is what you stand for, what you believe. Over time, your brand may change. The colors you use, your logo, the products you're selling, even the words you use. But one thing that should remain consistent, what you stand for. What do you stand for? That's why it's so important to nail this. Also known as, you guessed it, your brand values. Consider your brand values your company's true north. I love that expression. Just as we are working on the third piece of your sphere for the 360 degree clarity, your brand values may be the core of it all. They are like the nucleus that drives everything else. You like that little science reference there? The internal element that guides your entire purpose. That's why this is so critical. When creating your own statement of true north, I like to share what I call the three M's of brand values. So the first one, meaningful. We aren't talking the fluff here. We're talking deeply, meaningful phrases you're willing to go to bat for, and your customers trust you to fight for them. They should be clearly defined and easily really understood. Okay, next is memorable. They should be consistently and constantly represented in everything you do, so much so that your customers and employees remember them. They know them. They should stand the test of time, no matter how much you evolve, how many iterations the rest of your brand goes through. And the last one, matchless. Matchless. Your brand values should be uniquely yours. They should be a true reflection of your brand's culture and something that really sets you apart from every other company on the planet. Okay, so let's go a step further here. How do you go about creating your brand values? I want you to follow along in the handout we created, which will take you through an exercise to help you create your own set of brand values. Really take the time doing this. It's super, super important, as I've already mentioned. Once you're clear on this, you'll be able to make decisions, build stronger relationships, and assess new opportunities, since you'll be able to ask yourself, is this in alignment with my values? And customers will be able to ask themselves, does this person or brand align with my values? This is so super important. This is something I think about when you think about the people that are meant to come to you, the customers you are meant to have will find you when you've really identified your brand values. All right, now let's dive into brand voice and personality. A brand voice is necessary for every piece of content you create and communicate. So again, super important. All of this is super important, I guess. From blog posts to social posts to website copy, it all is important. It's all about your voice. And in order to communicate successfully, you have to really define your voice. You have to be intentional about it. So what exactly is a brand voice, and how do you distinguish one? Say you're going to an event where you'll meet a lot of new people. Naturally, you'll want everyone you met to leave with a certain opinion about you. So you act a certain way. You choose certain words and conversation topics over others and attempt to be the best version of yourself. You try to put out that good energy. You try to be you, the best you. That could mean you are funny, charming, smart, sensitive, knowledgeable, authoritative, serious, creative, or fill in the blank, just depending upon really whatever trait you are. Who are you and what do you like to convey? With brands, it's not that much different. Brand voice comes down to taking on a particular personality, your brand personality. Once you identify the personality traits you want to convey to your audience, then you can choose specific words, phrases, taglines, and tone to communicate with. So your brand voice communicates your brand personality. Finally, I want to cover your brand story. Your brand story, this is so important. And the journey you want to take each and every customer on. It's no secret that there are thousands of health and wellness brands out there. Some are huge companies with enormous product catalogs, and others are a one-man or one-woman show with simply an Instagram presence and a whole lot of passion. No matter where your brand falls on that spectrum, ensuring your brand can stand out among the crowd is absolutely, absolutely crucial to your success. But remember, there's only one you, and being able to stand out comes from being uniquely you. Nobody else has what you have. Nobody, and this is so important to always remember this, this is your brand's major competitive advantage. Being able to convince customers of that, it's just the art of marketing, but no one else is you. Somewhere linking the two is your brand story. Do not underestimate the power of your brand story. It's the very thing customers will be able to really identify with and connect to and believe in. If your brand story is that you lost weight against all odds, then customers who share that struggle will probably be attracted to you. If your story is that you overcame an illness or injury when everyone said it would be close to impossible, that determination to continue fighting will resonate with others fighting a difficult health issue. Of course, it goes without saying, your stories should all be authentic. If your story is that you were born with a competitive fire that drives you every day to be the best athlete you can be, then other aspiring athletes will probably look at you for guidance and inspiration. You need to dig deep into every detail of your brand story and learn to tell that story with raw emotion. I think that's almost the hardest part. Some of us know our stories, but they have a tough time sharing them with that raw emotion. They have a tough time sharing the details. You want to share them authentically, honestly, and of course, inspirationally. We've included a handout to help you get your brand story onto paper. And then, of course, you can refine it so it evokes the customer response it should. Becoming a storyteller, I know it's not always easy, will allow you to connect and engage and empathize with your audience because they'll be able to see themselves as part of your story too. They'll be invested and involved and really connected to you. So let's start with your bio, which should not only tell people who you are and why you're qualified to provide the services you do, but also tell the story of how and why you're doing what you're doing. Why did you get started in all of this? If you have a compelling story to tell, which again, you might not think you do, but you probably do, dig deep, figure out what that story is. Lead with this. Then you can dive into the details about your qualifications, your passion for the industry, and all the other information about who you are and what you're all about. But lead with that story. You should also talk about why you continue to do what you do every single day, despite there being many other paths out there. You don't have to be in the wellness world. It's truly our passions that lead us in the directions that we're really truly meant to go in. And you're here, we're all here, because we're passionate about this industry. I don't know many people in this industry that aren't really passionate about it. So now prove it to your audience, show them. So to recap, we've covered the components of your brand identity, including creating your brand voice, personality, and of course those values that are so important. We've covered how to create your mission and vision statements and the differences between them, which is so important to understand. We've covered how to craft your brand story and connect with your audience on a deeply personal level. And finally, we also touched on the evolution your brand may and should go through in the ever-changing landscape of this wellness industry. Okay, congrats! You are now halfway to your 360-degree clarity. You can now add the branding section to your beautiful sphere. And I'm gonna see you in the next lesson. Can't wait.